broadcasting, streaming live on KIICradio.com. This year, you can pick us up on the KIIC.6 link through the Thunder Country KIIC Radio website. Once again, joining me this year to broadcast Sigourney Kyeta Cobra football will be Micah Harmson. And excited to have you back for a third season, even though we started off the first season about midway through. But it's great to have your set of eyes and your experience and expertise alongside me, Micah, as we break down the game each and every week. I want to recognize our sponsors for the 2015 season. And if you folks out there listening are from the local communities, make sure that you thank them for allowing us to bring you these games each and every week on the live stream here on KIICradio.com. Vision Ag of Kyeta, Kyeta Veterinary Clinic, Zoetis, Lyle Insurance Agency, that would be Jerry and Rita Sheets of Kyeta, Fagan Elevator there in Kyeta, Vitato Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment, Brenneman Construction, Libertyville Savings Bank, location in Kyeta, County and Country Insurance of Sigourney, that would be Angie and Kenny Gretter, Keokuk County State Bank of Sigourney, KB Auto Plus out of Oskaloosa, Gardner Collier Jewelry of Oskaloosa, and new this year to the sponsor list of SK Cobra sponsors is William Penn University. So we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors that are allowing us to bring you the broadcast each and every week here throughout the season. Well, we got a fairly awesome night for football. It's overcast, about 70 degrees. The field looks great. Slight breeze blowing in from the south to the north. So that could make things a little tough for the guys on both teams as they move the ball from the north to the south. But as many of you know, this is a rematch to last year's opener. Sigourney Kyeta Cobras taking on the BGM Bears of Brooklyn tonight in a non-district matchup. Last year, SK came out victorious in a rain-soaked game, 28-14. The Cobras jumped on the Bears fairly early last year, scored on their first possession, and pretty much controlled the game from that point forward. However, this year, Micah, it might be a little tighter than what we saw last year. Both teams return a fairly large amount of skilled players, and BGM, I believe, has a few guys back from some of those line positions.
Yeah, no doubt, Amos. Both of these teams are going to return quite a few guys in different positions. BGM came off, a 8-2 campaign there last year. They lost their season opener to us 28-14. The Cobras from there on out, we ended up 5-5 on the year. Should be a great matchup tonight of both teams. Both teams are very athletic teams that have speed on their side. Just kind of going through a little bit of the stats from last year, I guess. One of their big targets, I guess, as a receiver is J.C. Knight. He had 23 receptions on right at 560 yards there a year ago. And they also returned their leading passer from a year ago, Tanner Jansen. He was 65 for 150 attempts, right at 1,050 yards there, and 12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions on the year last year. You know, we watched a little game film there last night briefly, and he likes to go deep, definitely going to have to keep somebody on the J.C. Knight side. He likes to go deep to him, and he does it frequently from the film that we watched. That being said, they also returned their leading rusher from a year ago, Colton Messingale. He is a senior now, but a kid that ran for right around 1,725 yards there a year ago and 18 touchdowns. So he's a we've seen it a few times there last year when he got out into the open. He's able to break a big one. So definitely something defensively that we're going to have to keep in track and have our P's and Q's ready and be able to bring some pressure on the quarterback also to keep things in check.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. As you mentioned, a lot of skilled players returning, and that Jansen, as I recall, was a pretty dangerous quarterback a year ago. Like you said, you watched a little bit of film on him last night. We know what to expect from him. I think one of the question marks, and it was a question mark last year, and I've talked to some of the coaches during the offseason since last season ended, you know, defense wins games. You and I talk about that all the time. The defense wins games, and last year it was one of those situations where we pretty much had to outscore opponents in order to win games. This year, what do you expect? Have you had any opportunity to visit with any of the coaching staff about what to expect on the SK defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, just briefly visiting with Coach McTeer the other night, we're gonna show, and watching the scrimmage there last week, we're going to show a few different multiple fronts up front. We're going to start in a three, kind of four-man front. There's going to be some situations when they go double tight, we'll be in a five-man front. So in order for a line defensively for that to work, you know, we got to have some horses up front, and that's all going to start with, you know, the Webb kid up front playing nose, and then, you know, also going to be that big rush end of Isaiah Hahn, which looked really good the other night, I thought.
Well, switching gears a little bit, let's talk a little bit about what the Cobras got coming back, both offensively and defensively. Give our listeners an opportunity to find out a little bit about what the Cobras got coming back.
Yeah, we do return. You know, the good thing for Sigourney Toyota is we do return three of the four leading rushers from last year. You know, Peyton Crawford had 181 attempts last year for 1,700 yards, averaged almost 10 yards a carry and 22 touchdowns. Nate Searin and Jacob Wickenkamp also returned. Nate Searin had right at 570 yards there last year. So that's going to be a big 1-2 tandem there in the backfield. You know, the big question mark is going to be with the loss of Landgraver this year to a knee injury there off season. We are going to have I think we're going to pause here for the national anthem, aren't we?
Yes, we'll take a pause, break in the action here for the national anthem. There we go. Michael, we've got the national anthem out of the way. It's almost time to get this party started, but had to interrupt you there for a minute for the playing of the national anthem. Why don't you go ahead and continue on with what you were saying?
You know, the big loss there on offensively is going to be Blaine Gratter. He goes out with a knee injury there, I believe, right around after basketball season. He's not going to be good enough to go, there's been a little bit of quarterback controversy here at SK here for the first few weeks of practice, and it does look like tonight they're going to start Luke Reiner, just a sophomore. We know him well. He does bring a few things to the table that Blaine possibly didn't. You know, he is very athletic there in the backfield. And one thing we know about Luke is he's able to make some plays with his feet. So having a dual threat quarterback, there will be an interesting thing to see how the BGN Bears handle that tonight.
It certainly will. And defensively, you know, Mike, we've got those Boonder kids back. We called their name an awful lot last year. They're back in the mix. Obviously, you can never leave out Peyton Crawford, who is an animal out there on the defensive side of the ball. What else do we have and what can we expect this year?
Well, the nice thing is there on defense, we returned quite a few guys that had a lot of starting experience last year. Lane Boonder was our leading tackler from a year ago, and then Peyton Crawford was third in team in tackles. Nate Seren, also Luke Greiner, are in the top five in tackles there from a year ago. So other guys that we'll probably be mentioning quite a bit, Ben Applegate, Avery Moore, Peyton Uphold, those guys we'll probably call them their names quite a bit tonight, along with Isaiah Hahn and the web kid up there up front. So it's going to be fun just to see how this new defense kind of meshes here. It's a fun, it's an exciting defense. It's a pressure defense. We'll see just how, the BGN Bears handle it tonight.
Absolutely, and thank you, Micah, for your take on that. Want to let all the listeners know that if we always love to hear from you out there. If you want to send us a text, send Micah and I a text. Text line is always open at 641-660-616. We would love to hear from you. Exciting night here in the state of Iowa as the majority of the high school football teams, it is night number one. Hard to believe, here we are, August 28, 2015. We're sitting out here in 70-degree weather, beautiful weather, overcast, no rain. Last year this game was played up in Brooklyn under overcast skies. However, it was some drizzle, and we were sitting outside amongst the hostile fans of BGM.
Yeah, no doubt. We're in a little bit better environment here tonight. They did some work here up in the press boxes, got us some new windows out here, so we're able to enjoy the fresh air just like everybody else here tonight. And I'm really excited just to see what transpires here tonight. This can be a tough test first week. BGM Bears ranked, I believe, sixth there in A football. And I think I was reading there last week, SK did get a few votes, just outside probably the top 10, do play in an awful tough District 6 there in 1A, so it'll be a fun night.
They certainly do play in a tough district, and Micah, you and I were talking as we drove over to the game tonight that, the first five games for the Cobras, there are no gimmies. They cannot let their guard down one bit over the next 5 weeks because it's a pretty darn tough schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. We never want to look too far ahead because BGM is going to be a good one tonight. But we leave here tonight, and then we go down to Pekin Packwood for the backyard brawl next week, and it doesn't get any easier after that. To Pella Christian.
Actually, Regina here at home.
Regina here at home, and then Pella Christian after that. So first couple weeks, their district play is going to be very tough. That being said, our two non-district games here to start the year are going to be no slouches. BGM, I believe, ranked fifth there in the preseason poll, and I believe Pekin is ranked second. So they're going to be a great test just to see where our guys are at. We've got a lot of guys that are kind of filling spots yet. We're just not exactly who's going to play the majority of time, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I think the offense is kind of set pretty well, but defensively, we'll kind of see what transpires here, and hopefully the guys are ready to go and ready to hit somebody other than themselves.
Absolutely. I know my son is definitely, he's been waiting all summer for this day to come. I understand that Brooklyn BGM has won the toss, elected to receive. They will receive in the south end zone here on the south side of the field, south end of the field, and we'll move the ball from south to north. They'll be with the win here in the first quarter of the game. Ball is teed up. We are ready to kick off the 2015 Sidney Kiota Cobra football season. Looks like kicking duties are going to be handled by, I believe that's Nate Seren out there, teeing the ball up on the 40-yard line.
Kicking off with the Cobras, number 11, Nate Seren.
Nate's having a heck of a time getting that ball set, Micah.
Yeah, I think there's a little more, just a little more breeze out there than a guy really can account for being here in the box. We don't feel quite as much, but it did blow down again.
Back deep to receive for the Bears. number 7, J.C. Knight, and number 29, Kevin Kilmer. They're going to have Jack Akins hold the ball. Folks, that's an indication of how windy it is out here tonight. Ball set, and we're ready to start the season. There's the whistle. Here's the kick. Nice kick. Taking it about the 18-yard line by Knight. Knight across the 30. He's got some running room. Finally brought down. Looks like Jacob Wickenkamp drags him down right around the 46-yard line. DGM already has a player down. Looks like a knee. Number 72. 72 is Jacob McCammett, a senior.
Yeah, and that's a big guy. Looks like an offensive lineman holding his knee. You hate to see that opening play of the season.
No doubt.
You know, we'll see. I'm not quite sure if he was on the offensive defensive line there, but he's a big boy.
He's a big kid. I saw him out in warm-ups, and I noticed his number, and he had his helmet off. He is a big fella, but it does look like he's got something more serious than just a tweaked knee. So a break in the action here. While we've got a break in the action, I want to get to some of our sponsors, Brenneman Construction. Are you in the market to build a new home or just remodel a portion of your existing home? Call Gene Brenneman. He and his staff will help you through the planning stages of the project. Brenneman's Construction of Kiowa, a proud supporter of Cobra football. You should see what they saw. Call Brenneman Construction at 319-330-3576. Also brought to you by Town & Country Insurance here in Sigourney. Stop into Town & Country Insurance for all your insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, farm, or crop insurance. Stop in and see Angie Greta at Town & Country Insurance on Highway 92 East in Sigourney. Another sponsor, great sponsor, back for a second year, Fagan Elevator. Fagan Elevator would like to wish the Sigourney Kiowa football team success on the 2015 season. Fagan Elevator for all your grain merchandising needs. Contact Larry or Dave at Fagan Elevator, 641-636-3089. By KB Auto Plus, KB Auto Plus Discount Avenue. These are the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. For a full selection of cars, trucks, or SUVs, contact the sales staff of Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnston, or owner Kelly Bryan. If they don't have it, they can get it. Located at Highway 214 and 432 in Oskaloosa, KB Auto would like to wish the Sigourney Kiowa Cobras good luck on the 2015 season. That looks like he's up, Micah, but it is something more serious. I'm sure we're probably not going to see number 72 the rest of the night, by the way he's being helped off the field.
Yeah, no doubt. You never want to see that, especially having to a big guy like that. So we'll see kind of how that affects the DGM Bears and how they come out in their offensive front. Now, don't be surprised here. They do like to throw the football, and he might take a shot here deep and first try to loosen this defense up a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
For sure, Micah. We watched film last night on them, and they do light it up. Jansen likes to go deep. Very, very good return by Knight. Probably about a 25-yard return there on the kickoff. More than what we should be giving up, for sure. So here comes Jansen. He's directly under center with Massengale in the backfield, lone back. One receiver to the far side. Here's the pitch out to Massengale, here to the near side of the field. And Crawford comes flying in, slows him down, and then tackled by a group of Cobras.
Yeah, just there they did a nice job of getting a good push up front. Defensive line needs to get a better push. The linebacker all the way from the backside makes a tackle there, not before he picks up about 7.
Yeah, about a 70-yard pickup. Ball now sits right on about the Cobra, 46-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd and 4 for the Bears. Got Massengale in the backfield again. Jansen directly under center. Do have the fullback in there. Here's the handoff to Massengale. Stacked up at the line. Kept his wheels turning, though, and does end up picking up a couple yards. Going to be dangerously close to a first down.
Nice job there, Avery Moore, flying in from his linebacker position. You know, that's a young man. He called a lot. That played a lot of the corner and free safety. They moved him inside, or he's playing kind of an outside linebacker, a dog position. It might be like a strong safety type. Does a nice job there, not before they pick up the first down, though. First set of downs.
Yep, first set of downs for the Bears. The ball now sits on the 42-yard line of the Cobras, first and 10. Jansen under center again, Massengill lone back. One receiver split out to the far side, one to the near side. Two guys in motion here to the near side of the field. Here's the snap, Massengill up the middle. That hit immediately and brought down after a very short gain, maybe a yard, potentially two.
Nice job there, Webb. Lane Boonder in on the tackle from his middle linebacker position. He was there to fill in that gap. Not before they give up a long three, though. We're going to have to kind of step that a little shorter.
It was about 3 yards. Ball now sits on the 39-yard line, second and 7. 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Knight split out to the far side of the field. Jansen under center. Here's a counter play coming to the near side of the field. Oh, missed tackle there by the Cobras. Not sure who that was, but that looked like Avery Moore. He just might have pursued a little too heavy.
Yeah, he came from around that dog spot, and they're actually going to come out with their guard and try to pull on him. And just unfortunately, he kind of come up with error there. He was able to make the play there in the backfield, and otherwise they pick up the first down.
Fresh set of downs. Ball now sits on the 32-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. We need to get a good stop here, Micah, on this set of downs. Massengill on the backfield along with Jack as the fullback. Here's the fake. Jansen going deep. Got a guy. Oh, and hey, Colt Powers breaks it up. No, I'm sorry. That is Zach Moses, Denny Haynes. Powers played last year. I think he was number 8 last year. I've got to get this roster down. Nice play by Denny Haynes.
Great play on the ball. The receiver, J.C. Knight there, had a step on him. He was able to break on the ball there last second, slot that thing away in the end zone.
I apologize to the Haynes family. I got Colton Powers in my mind because he played last year. Knew he was a single-digit number. Here's Jansen. One receiver on the far side, one on the near side. Jansen under center. Here's the pitch to Massengill coming to the near side of the field and wrapped up and pushed out of bounds by a group of Cobras.
Nice job there, Avery Moore, there from that position. Again, that outside linebacker does a nice job of filling in and stretching that out, and at least it's about a 2 yard gain, and leave about 3rd and 8 here.
Definitely
a passing situation.
More than likely, Micah, that it will be. And Jansen, we know on the film we watched last night that he has a pretty good gun on him, and he's got a pretty good core of receivers. Knight split here to the near side, number 20, Bibelcom. Split to the far side. Here's Knight in motion over to the far side of the field. It's a quick hitter out in the backfield and finally brought it down. That was Knight, but brought down by number 8, Zach Mosel.
Nice job there, Zach Mosel. It's going to lead it to about a 4th and 3. Unfortunately, there was just a little bubble pass out to the flat. And our outside linebacker got kicked, so nice job from his corner position to stop from getting the first down.
Yeah, that was an excellent block on our corner. They knocked him right down, and it kind of made that play a little more successful than we'd like to have seen. Two receivers split the far side, one to the near. Here's a play right up the middle on Cobras. Did a good job. I don't know if he had enough push there to get the first down. That was 4th and short. And he did.
Yeah, and we're going to see a little bit Jansen wanting to run. He just called his own number there, a little QB sneak. And that's going to be the thing where we're going to have to watch being a 3-man front right now. That little bit right up the middle, those quick hitters are going to hurt, and he does have enough to pick up that first.
So a fresh set of downs. Ball's now spotted on the 21-yard line. 8:15 to go here in the first quarter. Jansen under center again. Massengill in the backfield. Three receivers to the far side. One now moves over to here to the near side. Here's the handoff to the near side of the field to Massengill. He cuts it back across the grain, picks up a good pickup, but there is a penalty marker on the play.
There is going to be a flag, and it's going to be a hole. I believe the tackle over here, he basically just pancaked and held down Isaiah Hahn. So you can't hold him down on the ground, unfortunately. So
yep.
It is going to be a hole. We're going to bring him back to... I believe right at the line of scrimmage, It should be first down and 20, I believe.
Yep, I think that is going to bring up first and 20. It's kind of the first break for the Cobras there on defense. BGM's done a fairly good job of moving the ball.
Yeah, and they've done a nice job of staying balanced also. So it'll be interesting to see. We've seen a lot of Messingale. He gets a lot of the carries. This time they're going to come out in a spread formation and shotgun.
Yep, two receivers near side, two over to the far side. Here's Jansen with the keeper up the middle and met by Boonder and Cooper 64. Is that Cooper Griner?
I believe it is.
Cooper Griner in there playing defense. Those were the first two guys to get a hand on him.
Also, nice job, Zeb Webb there, and Isaiah Hahn, I believe, also Alex Schuster in on the tackle there. So
picked up about four. It's going to bring up second and 16 for the Bears. 7:25 to go in the first quarter.
Interesting play call there. Spread them all out, and a little bit of QB draw there, second and long. Maybe setting something up there for a little bit later.
More than likely. Massengale in the backfield, two receivers on the far side of the field, one near side. Here's Jansen with one of those quick hitters out to the flat. He's got some running room, and he's finally brought down dangerously close to the first down marker. Nice pickup there by the Bears.
Yeah, just unfortunate. Isaiah Hahn came free from his defensive end position. The ball went right through his hands. They're on the little bubble screen, so now it's going to leave a third and a long one. More than likely, we'll probably see that QB sneak again, or I believe they'll maybe hand the ball off to Messenger.
Third and short for the Bears, still scoreless with 6:30 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers out here to the near side of the field, lone back in Massengale. Here's a handoff to Massengale up the middle. He's got some running room, dodges a couple tacklers, and finally brought down, but not before he gets dangerously close to the goal line. He's down to about the 3-yard line, so it's going to be first and goal for the Bears.
Yeah, and right now defensively, we just can't come up with any ability to stop him up there from our defensive line. The linebacker core is just kind of getting kicked, and those guys are going to have to kick it into high gear and slow this BGM offense down.
That's right. We said at the start of the broadcast, we cannot afford to try to outscore opponents all year long. We've got to find a defense that works. Here's a handoff. Massengale up the middle. He is slowed down immediately. I believe that was Peyton Crawford that got his hand on him first and brought him down for a very small gain, if any at all.
Yeah, nice job, Peyton, there, just sticking his nose right in the hole. And I think a pickup about a yard.
So. About a yard. It's going to be second goal from the one. So the Cobras need to come up with a stop here, a big play of some sort, or else they're going to be trailing. Two receivers split over to the far side, one to the near side of the field. Massengale all alone back. He's got to carry him, rocked up immediately, and a good push by the Cobras. They did not get in, so it is going to bring up third and goal for the Bears. No indication yet.
Well, it is going to be third and goal. Great push up front that time, Cooper Griner, Zeb Webb, Noah Boonder up there.
Okay, penalty marker that we did not catch. Second goal from the 6. I didn't catch what that penalty was.
I didn't either. I didn't see the flag.
So it's going to be second and 6, 5:13 to go here in the first quarter, still scoreless. But BGM threatening. Ball, second and goal from the 6-yard line. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's Jansen, back to pass, being pursued. Oh, and his pass deflected and almost picked off by Albert. Number 23, Jordan Albert, was very close to picking that one off.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're going to get that we didn't get last year. Isaiah Hahn gets those big misses up there, and he's a big target there from his tight end position. But being all of 6'4" and about 230 pounds, he's gets them big misses in the air and deflected that, and it was almost picked off there right at the goal line.
Very nice play by Isaiah there in that defensive end position. Two receivers over to the far side, two to the near side. Jansen in the shotgun. It is third and goal from the 6-yard line. Oh, I believe there was movement again on the Bears. The BGM will wait for the indication. Yes, in fact, it is.
And marching back again.
Marching back again. It's going to be third and goal now from the 11. So a lot of good things happening for the Cobras.
Yeah, just not all of them being on the playing field. So getting
right.
A few breaks here. They were down first and goal from about the 3, and they're pushed back now all the way to the 11.
More than likely another passing situation. Jansen in the gun. Two receivers, both far side and near side. Here goes Jansen across the middle, caught by J.C. Knight for the touchdown. Well-thrown ball and a good catch by Knight.
Yeah, very well-thrown ball, right in his fingertips. Jordan Albert just a step behind. Not that necessarily in bad defensive position, but just unfortunately a well-thrown ball.
Well-thrown ball. Put it right where he needed to, and Knight came up with it. So, with 4:35 to go, the Bears of BGM take the lead, 6-0. Number 21, Crady, on to attempt the PAT. Jansen will hold. Ball is down, kicks up, and it is good. So with 4:35 to go, BGM now leads the Cobras 7-0. Now it's the Cobras' chance to show what they have on offense, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. You never do know, but I'm guessing we're going to see a heavy dose here of Peyton Crawford, Nate Saren, hopefully try to control this game clock. They melted quite a bit of time off there in that very first initial drive, so... Now we'll see if we go back to the old SK smash mouth football and run out of this single wing, or if we show a different formation when we start.
Yeah, 7 minutes and 25 seconds ticked off the clock there. Is that correct? Is my math right? That's pretty good use of the clock. Back deep to receive for the Cobras is number 23, Jordan Albert, along with number 15, Avery Moore. Neither one of those two returned kicks for the Cobras last year. So this will be a new experience for both these kids. Ball set on the BGM 40, ready to kick off. Brady, number 21, set to kick it. Kicking with the wind. It's a good kick. It's going to be taken by Moore. In the end zone, it's going to be a touchback. Ball will come out to the 20. Now the Cobras will have a chance to show what they can do on offense.
Yeah, I was watching him warm up, and he was attempting some field goals from about 42 to 45 yards into the wind earlier. That young man's got a heck of a leg. So with the wind at his back, that's not necessarily that surprising, but we'll see what we can do. Fresh set of downs from the 20.
All right, we'll see what those Cobras come out in. I'm sure we'll see that familiar single wing set here for the Cobras. Griner in at quarterback, what they call the spin back for the Cobras, along with Crawford. Here's Griner up the middle. He plows forward for, he's going to pick up about 4, potentially 5 yards. Nice run, good way to start.
Yeah, nice to see that young man probably getting a few of those jitters out. Also getting dad's jitters out up here in the booth, probably getting his hands on the ball and making some positive yards there at first play of offense.
Just starting to spit a little bit of rain. All right, here's Griner in. Oh, bad snap. He picks it up. And gets the handoff made, but it was a slow snap. Griner did a good job of picking that up and getting it into the hands of Saren, but not before they lost about 4 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and that's one thing we talked about last week. We cannot have bad snaps this week. Those kind of mental errors do not help our football team.
They sure don't. Still in that single wing, power side to the far side of the field. Here's Griner. Griner has the handoff. It's over to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room. But they're going to key on him. He picks up a yard, maybe 2. It's going to bring up 4th and long. It's going to create a punting situation for the Cobras. 3 and out, not the way we wanted to start it.
No, just unfortunate. They're on 2nd down. That low snap kind of caused a mess there in the backfield. And, with this offense, this single-wing offense, it's got to be very, very quick. And it's a timed offense, and we got to be able to get those handoffs off on time. So it all starts with the snap.
So the Cobra Punt team is on the field. Crawford, Peyton Crawford stands on his own 10-yard line to boot this one away. Back deep is Knight and number 29, Kilmer. Good punt. Takes a good bounce. And finally down by the Cobras at the BGM 46-yard line. So they are 54 yards away from striking again. Micah, we need to stiffen the defense up a little tighter here on this second BGM drive.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a true test here, going three and out, first offensive series. We got to be able to force them to three and out here and get the ball right back for our offense. We cannot let them have the ball on a sustained drive here again.
So here come the Bears. Once again, Massengale and Jax in the backfield along with Jansen, the quarterback. Two receivers here to the near side. Jansen back to pass, airing it out deep. Oh, my goodness, he's got an arm. And I'll tell you what, Jordan Albert was beat big time on that play. If he wouldn't have overthrown his guy, it was going to be 6 points for sure.
Yeah, you know, our corners are going to have to play. I think we're playing a cover three right now. They're going to have to respect that deep arm or that ability to throw the deep ball. They're not afraid to air that thing out on first and 10, even with Messingale in the backfield.
So that's going to bring up second and 10. Ball sits on the 46-yard line of BGM. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's a quick hitter out here to the flat again, and it's incomplete. Intended for number 21, Andrew Crady. They've thrown that ball a number of times, Michael. We're going to have to make some adjustments to be aware of that play.
Yeah, they're just all they're doing is throwing. They're sending the outside receiver deep and throwing a little bubble screen there to the slot receiver. And so our outside linebackers in that instance, Peyton Crawford, he was a little slow to come back out to the flat. It wasn't a well thrown ball, otherwise they probably would have had enough to pick up the first down.
Third and 10 for the Bears of BGM. Two receivers over here to the near side, one to the far side. Jansen in the gun, back to pass. He pump fakes. He's got a guy open and met immediately, but not before they cross over midfield. Pass complete to about the 48-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and about three.
And this time I think they are going to send the punt team out. Here, nice job there defensively by Jordan Albert coming up to tackle the fourth down.
Crawford, Peyton Crawford, going back deep to receive the punt. Number 20, Feeblecrom, the punter. Oh, and it's a fake. He's got Knight across the middle. They should have been on the lookout for that. Knight still on his feet and finally brought down by a host of Cobras, but not before he gets down across the 20 and brought down at the 15.
There again, you know, last year we came out with some trickery against them up at their place, a little halfback pass to start the game. In their fourth down and four, they go ahead and let the punter throw it in a streaking J.C. Knight right down the middle of the field. There was nobody home, so... very, very unfortunate for SK.
Very unfortunate set of circumstances there. So that brings up a new set of downs, first and 10 from right around the 15-yard line. Here's Jansen directly under center, pitched to Massengale over to the far side of the field. He cuts it back across the grain and met immediately by Booter, and Booter drags him down. Short gain on the play.
Yeah, nice job there, defensive line, stretching that out, letting the Mike linebacker able to flow to the ball and hold him to no gain.
So it's going to bring up second and 10. Ball sits on the 15-yard line. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. BGM leading 7-0. Here's Jansen directly under center. Massengale in the backfield. Two receivers the far side. Hand off to Massengale and met immediately again. Nothing going. Short gain, if any. Looks like he might have picked up a yard.
Nice job, Noah Boonder, Isaiah Hahn, I believe Cooper Griner there on the tackle. You know, that they're doing a nice job right up the middle. Our defensive line, our inside linebackers are stopping that stuff up the middle. Right now, we're just getting hurt on the outside and the deep throw.
So we got 3rd and 8, 18 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
You got to be thinking they'll be using the wind at their back here before the end of the quarter.
One receiver here to the near side, one to the far side. Massengill alone back. Jansen directly under center. Fake handoff. Oh, it's a counter play to number 17. He's got running room, and he's in for the touchdown. Caught us off guard a little bit there, Micah.
Yeah, just a little inside counter off the wing back there, and very, very unfortunate. I thought there could have possibly been a hold there on their outside linebacker, no flag throw. So it is going to end up being 6 points.
So with 8-tenths of a second to go here in the first quarter, BGM now up 13-0, something similar to what we did to them a year ago. We scored a couple times fairly quick. Things were looking good, and then they came storming back. So we just got to get our tip. Yep, the extra point was tipped. No good. So that leaves our score here very close to the end of the first quarter, 13-0 in favor of BGM.
Well, now SK down 13. We got to get the offense rolling. We've only had 3 plays on offense, and
yeah.
Guys got to get their heads up. We're definitely not out of this football game. Going to be 0.8 seconds here. They're going to let them kick the ball, and then we'll switch sides of the field and have the wind at our back. And hopefully good things can transpire.
Absolutely. Crady. Crady on the kick for BGM. Ball set on the 40-yard line. Back deep again. They have switched up. We've got Peyton Crawford and Jordan Albert back there deep. And it comes. The ball's going to be taken by Peyton Crawford. Fake helmet. It was a fake reverse. Crawford's got some running room up the middle. And finally gathered in at about the 30-yard line. So the Cobras will march down to our end of the field, have the wind at their back. We'll see what the SK offense can muster up here in the second quarter. Want to take this opportunity to recognize another great sponsor of the broadcast here tonight, Keokuk County State Bank. County Bank is your community partner, your community bank. Established in 1884, County Bank has locations in Sigourney, Gibson, Deep River, and Williamsburg. They also have a loan production office in Montezuma. County Bank is also the official game sponsor of tonight's game versus BGM. County Bank has many new and exciting products to offer, from online banking, mobile apps, mobile deposit, to online bill pay and e-statements. County Bank customers can bank however and whenever they like. Visit www.yourcountybank.com for more information. Also brought to you by Vision Ag. Vision Ag would like to take this opportunity to wish the Sigourney County football team best of luck during the 2015 season. The folks at Vision Ag are there for you, whether it be custom application, or fertilizer, or anhydrous ammonia, or your seed needs. Vision Ag is there for you. Here come the Cobras. Griner back in the gun for the Cobras. He's back to pass. He's got it. He's off loose and running. He's across the 30, out of 35, and finally knocked out of bounds. Absolutely knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line with a little extracurricular there at the end. That's going to tack on another 15 yards.
Yeah, nice job there, Luke. Got some pressure from the outside of the defensive end, and he took off. That's the one thing we talked about he's going to be able to do. Let's pick up some yards with his feet. Messigale gives him a good shove into the bench here on the home side, and they were definitely going to throw a flag there. So tack 15 onto it, and we're rolling and ready for business.
Absolutely. The ball is now placed on the 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Cobras.
Back to this pistol offense. Fred in the pistol. Nate Seren in the backfield behind Griner.
Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side, with Peyton Crawford in the back. Here's a handoff to Crawford up the middle. Picked up about a yard. It's going to bring up second and nine for the Cobras.
Now there again, bad snap. Just unfortunate. It was a bad, good job by Luke there to pick it up and to get the ball handed off to Nate Seren. Just a yard gain on the play. You know, this was that different set we talked about we were going to see. Seren and Nate Seren there behind Griner, and then Crawford actually split out into the flat there with Isaiah Hahn on this side. I believe we got Avery Moore and Jordan Albert.
Yep, Seren in the backfield along with Griner in the gun. Here's a good snap. Griner back to pass and wrapped up. Nobody kept anybody out from coming in there. The floodgates were open for the BGM defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, he looked out to the flat. Flat was well covered there. Crawford, J.C. Knight playing man up on him, and there was nobody home. We're going to have to back him off. They're still running a four-man front, even out in that spread, running a man defense, so they're going to have to shake him off, maybe throw one down deep.
Yeah, it's going to be third and long for the Cobras here. We'll see if maybe we can break a big one. Griner in the gun with that lone receiver, Nate Seren, in the backfield with him. Oh, Griner has a little problem with the snap. Seren plows forward, but gets back just back to the line of scrimmage. Griner must have taken his eye off the ball a little bit. It wasn't a bad snap. He just didn't handle it.
Yeah, just very, very unfortunate. They're going to leave a fourth down and long. Not a good four downs there after a nice little run by Luke. But now we're going to punt. Hopefully Peyton can knock this thing deep and pin him deep and make him pay for it.
So the ball now sitting right on about the 49-yard line of BGM. Peyton Crawford back to kick it away. The kick is away. It's a good kick. Really good kick. Get down there. Falk in the back right there, boys, and they didn't even see it. All right. Ball knocked out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. 9:47 to go here before half. BGM leading 13-0. And we'll see if they can move the ball as effectively against the wind as they did with the wind, Micah.
Yeah, you think. There's a pretty stiff breeze. It's actually picked up a little bit here as we've gotten to the second quarter. So, it's definitely something that's going to be weighing in the back of the minds of their minds.
For sure. BGM comes out. Two receivers over to the far side of the field, one to the near side. SK in that familiar three-man front. Here's a handoff, a little harder to see, but he did get some running room. Believe it's Massingale up across the 25, brought down at around the 29-yard line. It's going to bring up second and short for the Bears.
Number 17, Dalton Jack on the carry. It'll bring up second.
That was Jack on the carry, not Massingale. 9:25 to go here before half. BGM leading 13-0. They had pretty much dominated and controlled the time on the clock. Two receivers for BGM split over to the far side. Lone back in the backfield. Jansen with the handoff to Massingale, but a flag on the play.
Let's see if this is more likely going to be off.
Illegal procedure?
Yeah. They had numerous times tonight where they've kind of shot themselves in the foot there with a little simple mental mistake.
Yep. So it's second and seven. Ball sits on the 14-yard line. Jansen, under center, lone back in the backfield, two receivers on the far side. Here's a handoff to Massingale, and he moves across the 25, brought down at the 29-yard line to bring up third and short for the Bears.
Yeah, too much there, defensive line. We're just kind of getting kicked back off our block. We got to get more pressure upfield so those linebackers can kind of run free.
BGM running a play in. 8:15 to go before half. BGM leading 13-0. Jansen under center, one receiver split, far side, one near side. Massingale comes across the near side of the field and stacked up immediately. Might have got a yard. Not much more than that. It's going to be up fourth and short. Looks like they're going to bring the punting team on. I hope they actually punt it this time.
Nice job there. Peyton Crawford, Lane Boonder from their linebacker position, able to wrap him up there before he picks up the first down.
Doing a good job. The boys are doing a good job of tackling, wrapping up, and bringing these guys down. They got three guys split over here to the far side. I hope we don't have more more trickery like we did on the last punt attempt by BGM. But we will see. He does punt it away, and it is over the head of Peyton Crawford. The ball is going to be down inside the 30-yard line of SK. Finally, blown dead at the 28-yard line.
Nice spiral punt there, end of the wind. It wasn't returnable by Peyton. Just sailed over his head. So you're going to have to kind of gauge. Their kicking game is pretty on point tonight. So, offensively, we'll see what the guys can do here.
Yeah, in warm-ups, their kicking game looked really strong. We got here early, got our equipment set up, and we watched them warm up a little bit, and they do have a very good kicking game. Here's Granite under center. Got Crawford in the backfield with him. Sharon in motion. Here's Granner with the keeper up the middle, but nothing going. Might have got a yard, but not much more than that. We just need to get some holes opened up for him.
Yeah, right there. The center and the guards have got to be communicating with that five-man front up there. It's going to be man up, and you're going to have to definitely get those guys on skates if we're going to pick up anything.
So it's second and 10. No gain on the play for Granner. Ball still sits right there on the 28-yard line. Here's Granner with a low snap again. Picks it up. Hand off to Crawford. Crawford moves forward. Might have got a yard. It's going to bring up third and 9.
Messingale does a nice job filling the hole there from his linebacker position. Just not a lot going.
And they're going to call it third and 10. Granner trots back into the huddle with the play. 6:15 to go here before half. BGM leading 13 to nothing.
Back to this pistol spread look.
Got the pistol spread look here for the SK offense. Here's Crawford in motion. Low snap again. Illegal procedure. False start on the Cobras. Going to back them up 5 more yards. At third and 15, we've got to get these snaps into the hands of our quarterback, Micah.
Yeah, definitely. We haven't been on offense more than 15 plays. We might have seen 10 bad snaps already. This is not an offense that, we can run effectively if Griner can't get the snaps into his hands.
So the Cobras break huddle once more. Saren in the backfield along with Griner, who is in the gun. Here's Moore in motion. Good snap that time. Griner back to pass. Oh, he had a guy open and just underthrew Avery Moore. So that's going to bring up fourth down and 15 for the Cobras.
Yeah, and he paid for it too. Offensive line, we need to shore some things up there. Between the bad snaps and just they have a five-man front. Everybody call out a guy and block him because right now we're not doing a lot of it.
So Crawford stands on his own 12-yard line to boot this one away. Back deep is Knight. It's a good punt. Got good hang time. It's over. It hangs over his head. Get down there, Jack. There we go. Get down there.
He touched it before.
He touched it. It's right down on the goal line. Jack Aikens, he started jogging.
There is a flag down here. It's going to, I think, maybe be either a hold or a block in the back. That's an interesting place where they put the flag. So I don't know exactly if they count a half distance to the goal, if it's a defensive penalty here.
I'll bet our opportunity is to re-kick or take the ball where we're at. I think that would probably be the option. Well, they're sorting it out. The boys in the stripes are sorting it out at midfield right now. Well, we got some listeners listening in from Kansas City. Hey, those guys, they check in with us every year. Always good to have those out-of-state listeners. I was talking to Don Arduzer last week at the scrimmage down in Wayland, and he said he's got some relation down in Florida that tunes in just to listen to the broadcast so they can keep up with Peyton and little Carson Crawford, who's also coming up through the system.
This is going to be unfortunate. They're going to replay the down. There was an ineligible man downfield and also a block in the back, so unfortunately they're going to go ahead and make him kick it again.
That is very unfortunate because that was a good kick. It'll give Knight the opportunity to back up a little further because they know that Peyton has a pretty good leg. He certainly got a hold of that one.
Yeah, and having the wind at his back, we've seen him boom some 50-yarders last year.
So we had an ineligible man downfield and a
legal block in the back.
Illegal block in the back. Okay. Now they get the ball placed on the correct yard line. It sits on about the 24. Crawford stands on about his 12 again to boot this one away. Not a very good snap. And not near as good a kick as we saw last time. This one's going to be down at about the 38-yard line.
There's going to be a flag, I believe, on the other side of the field. No way, they're going to go ahead and pick it up.
Yep, I see he's sticking it back in his waist. So they're going to shake that one off.
Not sure what that was or if he threw the flag out as they forced somebody out of bounds. Sometimes they do that as a marker, and that could have possibly been it.
So the Bears will take over. 5:31 to go before halftime. BGM leading Sidney Kyoto 13-0 with the ball. Ball placed on the 37-yard line, first and 10. The Bears, 37-yard line. We got Knight split out here to the near side. And Crady split to the far side. Two guys in motion. Jansen directly under center with Massengale in the backfield. Here's the pitch to Massengale, the far side of the field. He's got a little bit of running room still on his feet and finally brought down after a gain of about 7 yards. That will bring up second and 3.
You know, the one thing I do see defensively right now, they're running away from big number 18, Isaiah Hahn, his side. They're running to the weak side. They tend to keep going to that side. That time they shifted out, even Noah Boonder did from his defensive end position, and they still kind of walled him down and picked up 8.
Yep, they're going to call it second down and 1, so they're calling a 9-yard gain by Massengale around the far side of the field there. J.C. Knight here to the near side, Crady to the far side. Here's Jance with a handoff straight up the middle of Massengale. He picks up about 2 yards. It's going to be enough for the first down. They'll get a fresh set of downs. Ball's going to be placed on the 49-yard line of the Bears.
Nice job, Noah Boonder, Lane Boonder, and also Nate Searin in there on the tackle.
Still pretty windy out here tonight. Flags are flying. And they are pretty much straight out. So a nice breeze here in Sidney tonight. Jansen under center. Oh, Knight with a false start. That will back him up for sure. 5 yards.
First and 15.
Ball will be placed on the 44-yard line of BGM. 4:17 to go before half.
That was going to be a little bubble screen out here to the flat, too. If Peyton Crawford comes off the field there, it looks like he's got a little bit of an equipment issue, fundamental helmet, and Jacob Wickenkamp comes in to play his spot. So see if they stick with the same play. I would very much doubt it.
There's Jansen in the backfield. Fake up the middle. He goes. He pumps once. He's got a guy up and down middle. And boom, he connects. Number 24,
Weiss.
Nice play. He just went stripping straight down the middle of the field. Nobody covering him.
Yeah, that came from the backside here, too. Not his first target. He does a nice job going through his progressive reads. It finds him streaking across the middle. Zach Mosel does put a nice hit on him there. Not before the pickup.
About 25 yards on that pickup. First and 10. Ball on the 30-yard line. One receiver far side, one near side. Here's Jansen with a handoff to Massengale, straight up the middle here to the near side of the field, and brought down after a short gain of about 2 yards.
On a short gain, stopped by Sierra and Crawford.
Sierra and Crawford there in the tackle.
So good to see Nate Sierra out on the defensive side of the ball for the Cobras.
A little different look up front, I believe. They might have moved Zeb Webb to one of the ends, Noah Boonder over here to the other side.
Here's Massengale off the middle. And gang tackled after.
Ball comes loose right at the end. They're going to call him down.
They called him down, yep.
Nice job there again by Webb and both the Boonder boys there on defense.
Third down and six. 2:33 to go before half. Ball sits on the 27-yard line of the Cobras.
I believe that's Tanner Voss there playing those right now.
We've got two receivers to the far side, one here to the near side, two running backs in the backfield. Here's Crady in motion. Nice pump fake by Jansen. Going deep. He's got a guy open and overshoots him, but beat again. Number six for the Cobras, Danny Haynes, who's made a great play early part of the game, but he cannot let that receiver get behind him.
Yeah, very, very fortunate. He bit big time on the pump fake. They were going to go a little out and up, and he bit on the pump fake. He had a good step on. It's just luckily overthrown into that wind. That kid's got a strong arm.
Very, very effective thrower, the Jansen kid from BGM. 2:12 to go here before half.
They are going to take a timeout.
Timeout, BGM.
Big down here, big set of down, fourth and long six. Defensively, SK needs to come up with a big stop here.
Take this opportunity during this timeout to recognize another one of our sponsors, Libertyville Savings Bank. Libertyville Savings Bank has been in business since 1901. We are family-owned and operated, a Des Moines Register Top 100 Place to Work in Iowa, the winner of Extraordinary Banking and Iowa Excellence Awards. Volunteers giving more than 500 hours each year to our community. Decisive. Responding to loan requests within 24 hours. Fast. Offering instant issue debit cards and in-house check printing. And fun. Come join our party. Bank with Libertyville Savings Bank. Libertyville Savings Bank with 5 locations in Southeast Iowa to serve you. Also brought to you by Kyoto Veterinary Clinic, located on Broadway Street in Kyoto. Doctors Branstad, Schwarzer, and Griner are there for your entire pet or large animal wellness needs. Check out the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic in Kyoto. Now we're back, ready for action. Jansen in the gun. Here's Jax in motion. Handoff to number 29 around the far side, and it's whacked down by Peyton Crawford. Crawford comes flying in from that linebacker position and pulls him down.
Great shot. Hey, he came all the way from the backside. That's the one thing to give with Peyton. He does a heck of a job following the play. Runs him all the way back down from that backside. Nice job.
Very nice play there. So we take over on downs with a minute 49 to go. Cobras will have the ball, first and 10 on the 25-yard line. Griner drops out on the field with the play. Let's hope that we can muster up a little bit of offense here in the next minute and 47 seconds.
Yeah, we need to get going here. Definitely passing the situation. Wind at your back here. I'm not going to get it there in the third quarter. Definitely need to move the ball downfield.
A little bit of confusion here on behalf of the officiating crew. We'll see. Let them get it.
Here, I believe they're fixing the clock. I'm not for sure.
He's asking. Not sure what the confusion is right now. Yep. They're moving it back to 2 minutes. So they put a little time on the clock for the Cobras. than a new clock operator this year. Might have been a little slow on the stop. So here's Griner in the backfield, sharing in motion. Handoff here to Crawford. And Crawford keeps those wheels turning, but brought down. I'll tell you, BGM's doing a great job of containing him.
Yeah, and they're loading up the box. You know, something that's going to be open here in the second half with all those. They have all 11 guys within 4 yards of the ball in that single win. It's going to be interesting just to see how we operate out of that, because there's going to be some passes open off of here in the second half.
BGM did a big line. They're moving very well. Oh, Griner was just about sacked. He pitched it to Crawford.
Griner passed to Crawford.
And not much going there.
No.
We have got to get our line has got to hold their blocks.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. By the time that was a little play action pass, by the time Luke turned around his play action, the defensive end is in his face. And there's just nothing going. He tried to dump it off to Peyton, and he had nothing going also. So very, very unfortunate. We got to figure something out from a consistency and continuity standpoint from the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, we got to zip things up. I mean, we're not doing a good job on either side of the ball right now. It's been a very sloppy first half. BGM's came out fired up. We have not been. So definitely a lot of things that the coaches are going to have to go through and manage and get these guys going here at halftime, because we look dead out here on the sideline.
We do. I am in total agreement with you. We've got to have time. If we're going to effectively run this offense, we have got to hold our blocks. And that starts up front. And to be honest with you, it starts in the weight room in the summertime when these guys need to be in there building strength, speed, and agility. So it's third and a long ways for the Cobras with a minute 25 to go before half. Cobras come out in that spread-type offense. Griner in the gun, along with Siren in the backfield. And snap, handoff here to Crawford. Crawford throwing deep. He's got a guy open downfield. Intercepted, though. Intercepted by number 20.
Back on the play by number 23.
Aiden Fiebelkamp. The well-thrown ball. Unfortunately, Albert was well covered by the BGM defender.
Yeah, they weren't. They were there in man coverage, and one thing they do a nice job. Their defensive backs sticking with their receiver, and just very, very unfortunate. Well thrown ball there by Crawford there on the halfback pass.
So a minute 16 to go. I'm sure BGM would love to put another score on. We got two receivers over here to the near side, one to the far side. Jansen directly under center, along with Massengale in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Jax. Jax moves to the far side of the field and scampers out of bounds.
There is a flag.
There is a couple better flags on the field. Jax does move it across midfield and scampers out of bounds at about the 46-yard line. We'll wait to see what the call is here.
It's going to come back, I believe.
Minute 10 to go. BGM leading 13-0. Looks like what an eligible man downfield. Moves it back, the ball back to the 32-yard line. So it's going to be first and long for the Bears with a minute 10 to go. Bears break huddle. They bring one receiver here to the near side, one over to the far side with a lone back in the backfield. Jansen directly under center. Oh, another counter play over to Jax. And this time we sniffed it out. Short gain on the play, maybe a gain of two. It's going to bring up second and about 25 for the Bears BGM.
They're going hurry up here.
They are going hurry up. Two receivers here to the near side. Jansen back to pass, rolling out here to the near side of the field. He's got a guy open and pushed out of bounds at around the 42-yard line. So it's going to bring up third down at about 15 for the Bears with 42 seconds to go before half. See, Luke Griner has entered the ball game on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay, he's playing corner out there on the other side, and I think they're running a little bit of man. So Luke, you know, played quite a bit of cornerback last year there as a freshman. He's haven't been necessarily practicing that a lot of the year. He's been kind of been an inside linebacker, and they moved him back out to corner here. So
he and Nate Seren, who initially did not start, are now out on the field. Here's Jansen directly under center. Jansen back to pass. Got a guy across the middle. Come on, guys. We got to get there. We got to contain him. Finally brought down as Jansen scampers.
Great job. Luke Reiner there on the covers. They were going to go to that side with a single receiver. He covered him so well. He just tucked it and ran because he didn't have an open receiver. And then he comes in and makes a nice tackle there. Him and Zach Moser both.
Timeout SK with 19.2 seconds to go before half. It's fourth and about seven for the Bears. Yeah, I wasn't really watching the coverage there, Micah. I was kind of watching the quarterback, and I noticed that he had more time than I would like to see him have, that's for sure. But good coverage there by the Cobras to make Jansen have to tuck it and run and hold him short of that first down marker. As I said at the start of the broadcast, we're always open on the text line. Mike and I would love to hear from you. That text number, 641-660-0616, will give you a shout-out if you let us know who you are. I think we got old Brent Seabee down in Kansas City listening in to us again tonight. Pretty loyal listener of the stream here of Cobra football games. Brent grew up just east of here a couple of miles. Good old Sigourney farm boy. Got my daughter up there at Iowa State University listening in, Callie Greiner, freshman up there. Used to be on the cheer squad here for the Cobras. Hello, Callie. Here's Jansen back under center. Jansen back to pass. Pump fakes once. Lets it go deep. Our guy is down there. Luke Greiner with the interception. Come on, Luker, bring her back. Bring her all the way back. He's still on his feet, and finally, he fumbled it. He was down. We did recover it. Nice interception by Luke Greiner. As we retake the ball here, we'll be on the offensive side of the ball with 3 seconds to go before half. Kind of a sloppy played game on behalf of the Cobras.
Yeah, no doubt. Luke does a nice job there. He's playing free safety in that position, just playing center field. Comes up with the interception to get the ball back. Definitely something we needed to do so they couldn't put another score on the board here before half.
Greiner in the gun, along with Greiner back to pass. Oh, my goodness, nice pass. Oh, and boom, Crawford. It was intercepted, but Crawford was there to bring him down. Pretty well-thrown ball. I know Luke's been a little concerned about not throwing the ball, but that was pretty well-thrown.
Yeah, it was. A nice little strike down the middle, and they're just playing in a prevent defense there. Just unfortunate. Peyton right there to make a heavy hit there on the receiver there.
Well, Micah, I know you got to run for a little bit, so I'll take over the show here for the next 15 minutes. Try to bring you guys up to speed on some scores from around the area, and we'll also try to get some of our sponsors listed and recognized here during the halftime show of this Sigourney Kyoto broadcast. Scores from across the area here tonight, opening night. In the second quarter, Albia leads Mount Air 7-0. Centerville trailing Sheraton 7-0 in the first quarter. Peking all over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 24-6. Wayne of Corton up big on Grandview Christian in the second quarter 38-7. North Mahaska and Lone Tree in the second quarter. Lone Tree leading 22-0. BGM and Kyoto, the game we've got for you right here. Sigourney Kyoto, BGM leading 13-0. Ottumwa up on Mount Pleasant, 6-0 in the second quarter. Davis County and Fairfield scoreless. Washington trailing Pella in the first quarter, 16-0. Newton trails Knoxville first quarter, 7-2. Zadel, and Clark of Osceola scoreless in the first quarter. Winner set in Oskaloosa scoreless first quarter. CMB all over West Marshall in the second quarter, 35-0. North Polk and Bondurant scoreless first quarter. TCM trailing Pella Christian big time. Second quarter, Pella Christian leads that game 35-0. Linville Sully up on Van Buren, 19-0. Pleasantville, 9. Colfax Mingo, 0. First quarter. Southeast Warren leads Cardinal of Elton, 6-0 in the second quarter. Grundy Center and Montezuma scoreless. Quarter one, Moravia up on Tri-County, 13-0. Weather delay. So I don't know if the weather is in Moravia or if the weather is up in Thornburg. If it's in Thornburg, we've got weather headed our way. I've got a feeling it's down in the southern part of the state. Twin Cedars and English Valley scoreless first quarter. Cole Nesco all over Melcher Dallas in the first quarter, 53-0. And no score, Ankeny over Indianola first quarter. Well, folks, that brings you up to speed on some of the scores from around the area. I want to take this opportunity now to recognize more of our sponsors that bring you this broadcast each and every week. Veneto Incorporated and Showstopper Equipment. Veneto Incorporated has been creating and supplying successful innovations for your agricultural and livestock needs since 1967, providing you with high-quality equipment like Showstopper, Veneto Hog Equipment, Veneto Chaff Spreaders, Friesian Seed Handling Equipment, KSI Conveyors, and EPS Buildings. We would like to take the time to thank all Veneto Incorporated at the end of the first half.
Yeah, no doubt those guys are two guys that played a lot there in the last couple of years on the defense side of the ball, both at corner, safety, and the outside linebacker. They're kind of seasoned veterans. They know what's going on back there. They do a nice job. So I'm sure we'll see a heavy dose of those guys. You know, we're trying to get enough guys on the field that we don't have to have everybody playing both ways. Unfortunately, with a small school like this, there's just you start to run out of athletes. So those guys are going to have to kind of suck it up, and that's why we do all that conditioning in the summer and, condition hard there first couple weeks there in 2 days, and they're going to have to get after it here in the second half.
Just moments away from the opening kick of the second half in this Siri Kieta matchup between SK and BGM.
The wind is starting to die ever so slightly as this haze of mist kind of comes down. It's not affecting visibility, but it is going to make things a little bit slicker, I believe.
Ball's placed on the 40-yard line. And it's kind of a squib kick, going to be picked up there by Jacob Wickenkamp at around the 35-yard line. He moves forward across the 40 and brought down at about the 41-yard line. So pretty good starting field position, Mike.
Yeah, a little trickery there. It was just a little bit of a misdirection onside, kind of. Wasn't kicked very well, kicked it down the field. Wickenkamp heads up play there, grabs the ball, and takes it and picks up a nice little 10-yard gain.
So the Cobras will start out on offense here to start the second half. Griner, along with Crawford in the backfield. Searin split over the far side of the field. Direct snap to Crawford right up the middle. He's got running room. He's got 10 yards and then some. It's going to be one of those move the chain situations.
Very, very close. They are going to call the first down. Nice to see Peyton Crawford get the direct snap, and he is full steam ahead through the hole. Nice little block there. Lead block by the quarterback, Luke Griner. Enough to pick up 10 in the first down.
Give a shout out to Sarah, who's out here listening to us on the stream. Here's Crawford again. Over here to the near side of the field, running loose. He picks up another 10. That's going to move the chains once more.
Number 42.
Yes, they are. I believe they're going to move them.
Same play, different direction, and that's our workhorse there. Peyton Crawford does a nice job, grabs that direct snap and heads up right down the field, picks a hole, and picks up another set of downs.
So two plays, two first downs, Cobras on the move. They mean business here tonight. Here's another counterplay, and he's tearing up the middle. Still, ankle saving tackle by number 20. I don't know why Siren was going to take that one to the house.
Yeah, nice job. Just a little wing back counter there out of that single wing, direct snap to Payton. This is the SK football we've kind of been waiting to see here.
Absolutely. Another first down, so they've moved the ball 30 yards in three plays. Here we go. Here's Griner with the keeper. Griner up the middle. He's got the running room. He moves forward for about 6, maybe 7 yards. We'll see where they spot the ball. Going to pick up about 5 yards. Tough to see here from our vantage point, but nice run by Luke Griner. We got our three running backs in the backfield running loose. Hope they can keep it up. Here's Siren in motion. Griner with a handoff to Crawford. Crawford cuts it back across the grain. Still on his feet. Moves down across the 20. Down at about the 14-yard line. Payton means business. Move the chains. Another first down.
Nice. Great play there. Just a BGM's going to take a timeout. Wondering where this football team's been. And so have we.
Yes, we have. We've been sitting up here all night, and it has not been something that it's a good thing I got a headset on, because if I were sitting down there as a parent, I would have lost my voice a long time ago.
I'm sure you would have. I know you well enough. Great job by the Cobras. They're right now, they've got BGM on skates. We're doing nothing fancy. We're running that simple single-wing offense. And the guys are executing it to perfection, and right there, 5-6 plays, and we're marched right down the field to the 14-yard line.
Absolutely. So 5 plays, and 4 first downs. Cobras are moving the ball effectively here to start the second half. 10-16 to go. Cobras trailing 13-0. Third quarter here in Sydney. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Siren split out to the far side of the field with Albert here to the near side. Siren in motion. Oh, fumble on the play, but Crawford does get on top of it. Payton got on top of it.
That was a direct snap, actually, Crawford, and it just actually bobbled right through his hands. That's one of those things. We cannot have those kind of things happen. Shoot ourselves in the foot, when things are going good. Just very, very unfortunate. Payton's actually going to come out here for a play.
All right, and in comes Wickenkamp. Jacob Wickenkamp, I believe his mother's tuned in out in California where she lives. He's made a couple of plays. We've called his name a couple of times on special teams. He has now entered the ball game in replace of Payton Crawford. Not sure if Crawford's got an equipment problem. Or what? But he is on the sideline at the present time. Got to stop in the action here as the officials sort something out. Second and 16, 9:39 to go here in the third quarter. Griner along with Wickenkamp in the backfield. Here's Siren in motion. Griner with the keeper up the middle. He's got, those are tough yards. He picked up maybe 2 yards.
Now Crawford's going to come back for Wickenkamp, I believe. Yeah, just Crawford. A lot doing there. They kind of do have that one sniffed out. He pick up a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 15, big down here.
Yeah, those are tough yards for Griner right up the middle. Those are the types of yards Blaine Gritter had to try to get last year when he was back there quarterbacking the team, and it's not easy. Here we got Siren split out to the far side of the field. Crawford in the backfield along with Griner. Here's Griner with the snap. Snap to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room around the corner. He's still on his feet, still moving forward. Going to be short of the first down.
45 Peyton Crawford on the carry.
Got a good gain on that run.
Yeah, nice gain there. And we had a wall of guys out there blocking in front of him. Peyton picks a hole, and not necessarily know if you try to cut it back against the game. Rain a little bit, but it leaves about a 4th and 8, a long 7. We'll see what Coach Jensen has up his sleeve here.
4th and long, but down in BGM territory. Ball's placed on the 12-yard line. Griner and Crawford in the backfield. Here's Sharon in motion. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room. He is headed to the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Cobras. Touchdown, Cobras. Peyton Crawford around the near side of the field. Scampers in 12 yards to pull the Cobras within 7 of the BGM Bears.
Great job there. Nice little counterplay back to Peyton. Just worked to the edge, and, you know, he's deceivingly very, very fast. And it was just a race to the pylon, and he about walks in there.
Looks like Avery Moore, this is something we haven't had a chance to see yet, our kicking game. Avery Moore on to attempt the PAT. Griner on to hold. The ball is down. Kick is up, and it looks like it's off to the left. So with 8:02 to go, Sierra Nikita has pulled within 7 of the BGM Bears.
Yeah, great opening series here to open up the second half, and we do nothing fancy there. We don't throw the ball. We don't do anything. It's smash-mouth, single-wing football, and march right down the field, and capped off by a great run by Peyton Crawford there for a touchdown. Nice job, SK offense.
8:02 to go here in third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto now trailing BGM 13-6. Hope we can get that same type of push out of our defense.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully the guys, you know, they're a little more lively here on our side of the field now. And BGM's probably got a little bit of wind taken out of their sails. I do see now, look down there on the flags, and the wind has kind of died. And the mist has kind of stopped also. So we'll see kind of what transpires here now. The BGM's going to get the ball back. Hopefully good things will happen for our defense.
I was supposed to give a shout-out, I believe, to Sierra from down in Kansas City, 21-year-old Sierra. Here's the kick, bobbled by BGM at about the 15, and dang, tackled at the 30-yard line. Nice little return, but great tackling by the Cobras.
Yeah, nice job, Zach Mosel, Denny Haynes there on the tackle. The two kill guys from the outside, great job here. We'll see what kind of personnel will come out here. Nate Seren's going to be on the field. Looks like we're going to give Luke Griner a blow. Jordan Elbert's going to be in the defensive backfield. Also, Cooper Griner's going to be back there in the linebacker. Guys got to get fired up, play a good, hard-nosed defense here.
Absolutely. Yeah, number 6, Denny Haynes, back in the ballgame. One receiver split to the far side, one here to the near side, Jansen under center. Two guys in motion over to the far side of the field. Lone back at Massendale. Here's Jansen with the pitch to Massendale around the far side of the field. He's got some running room, and wow, he blew one of our guys straight over. I don't know who that was.
Tackled by number 11, Nate Seren.
It wasn't Nate Seren that got blown over. I think it was Denny Haynes.
Yeah, it's going to be about a 9-yard gain there. So they come out and run just a little pitch sweep out to their side of the field and see what they got kicking here.
So 2nd and 1 for the Bears. Ball's placed now on the 30-yard line, excuse me. 2nd and short. Jansen under center. Here's a handoff to Massengill again around the far side of the field. Oh, nice job of staying on his feet. And finally brought down by Isaiah Hahn, but not before he picks up about 20 yards. They had him right at the line. We just didn't bring him down.
Peyton kind of whiffed there. He came into the backfield screaming hard. Just dove for the feet of him, and unfortunately came up with air, and it caused a first down. So
a fresh set of downs for the Bears. Ball's placed on the 44-yard line of BGM. Two receivers here to the near side of the field, one to the far side. Jansen under center with Massengill in the backfield. Here's a handoff, Massengill right up the center and brought down immediately. Might have picked up a yard, but not much more than that. It's going to bring up 2nd down.
Nice job there by number 50, Noah Boonder, I believe, also in on the tackle, Isaiah Hahn. A couple of those key cogs there on the defensive line.
The GM breaks huddle. Still with multiple receivers here to the near side with one to the far side. Single back set. Jansen under center. Hand off to Mazengill up center, up the middle of the field, and brought down. That's, we've got that sniffed out for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. There are Noah Boonder, Lane Boonder, a pair of brothers there doing a nice job. It's a short game. It's going to be a third and about a long five, call it six.
Definitely a passing situation.
You would sure think, you know, and as I say that, the wind picked up and the mist starts coming back down a little bit.
There is a light mist falling here in Sigourney with 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Two receivers in motion to the far side of the field, one to the far side, one to the near side. Pitch to Massingale. Massingale's got some running room. He's got enough for the first down, still on his feet, and finally brought down at about the 40-yard line.
They ran that same play, and unfortunately for SK's defense, we just couldn't get set. What they're doing is they're flopping. They're running double overload tight ends to one side, flopping those guys over there. We weren't set. Unfortunately, we kind of got walled down, and they have enough to pick up the first down.
Schuster comes on the field. Griner comes off. Cooper Griner, that is. Fresh set of downs for the Bears. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line, first and 10. Here's Jansen at the handoff to Massengale up the center of the field, right up the middle. Brought down immediately, might have picked up a yard.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, the stuff straight ahead has not been working very well. Nice job there again. Lane Boonder, Zeb Webb, those guys there right in the teeth of that defense. It's just the stuff that's been hurting us has been on the outside.
Second and nine, 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Second and nine for the BGM Bears. Two receivers on their side, one to the far side. Single back set. Jansen back to pass, airing it out deep. Oh, my goodness, our guy got beat again. Thank goodness he overthrew him.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Danny Haynes out there on an island. When you're in cover three, coverage, you cannot let him get behind you. So very, very fortunate that ball was overthrown.
And Denny comes off, and Will McGill comes in. Little coaching moment there for Denny. Looks like Coach is down there giving him a few helpful hands. But Jansen in the gun, third and long. Jacks in motion. Here's a quarterback keeper. And they did a good job. The Cobras do a really good job of stepping that out. He runs the far side of the field, picks up a couple, but it's going to be well short of the first down.
I believe about fourth and a long five here. It'll be interesting. They're going to leave the offense on, I believe. They are going to go for it here. Ball placed right there at the 35-yard line.
That ball placed on the 35, fourth and five, 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Big play for the Cobras. Jansen in the shotgun. Two receivers here to the near side. One to the far side. Two to the far side. He pump fakes. Got a guy going deep. Oh, Will McGill beat big time again. We've got to get somebody in that's got some speed on those corners.
Yeah, very, very fortunate again. He was overthrown. But their receiver had two steps on him that time. So I don't know exactly what's going on in the defensive backfield, but you cannot fight on that pump fake. He does a nice job of pump faking that, and then going deep. And, we've seen that on tape numerous times there last night. We know he wants to go to the house.
Absolutely.
We need to shore up defensively, but he does give the ball back in our hands. We'll see if we come back out in this single-wing formation and play a little smash-mouth football here.
If they come out with as much desire as they did in that first set of downs, Griner in the backfield. Here's a direct snap to Crawford. He's got running room. He's on the loose. He's across the 50 and brought down at the 48-yard line. Out of the BGM Bears in the rain. Is starting to come down a little heavier here in Sigourney. Crawford slow to get up.
Crawford is a little slow to get up. I think
he looks okay. Avery Moore coming in. Crawford is jogging off the field. Under his own power.
The rain's coming down a little heavier now.
You bet. They are starting to run for the hills, run for cover here in the stands.
Same single wing formation.
Reiner in the backfield. Sharon in motion. Here's Sharon with the ball, this time around the far side of the field. Spins and squirms for about a gain of 5 yards. Going to bring up second and five.
Great block that time by Devin Webb to kind of free that thing up. Nice little run by Sharon. And it looks like they're just going to quickly look at Crawford here. I don't know if he just possibly tweaked an ankle or what he did. He kind of pulled up on his hamstring just ever so slightly. So I'm sure he's fine. Tough kid. He'll be back in there.
He'll be back in there. Reiner along with Moore. And Sarin, here's Sarin in motion again. Hand off to Avery Moore. Avery Moore around the near side of the field. Picks up about 4 yards. Going to be dangerously close to a first down. Going to be just short, I believe. Although it depends on where they spot the ball. Going to be third and short for the Cobras. You know, it's days like this, and I'm glad we broadcast football games. As the rain continues to fall, here's Granner in the backfield, along with direct snap to Sarin. Sarin moves forward, not sure whether he got enough for the first down. It's going to be dangerously close. Dangerously close to the first down.
I think they're just going ahead and retaping Peyton's ankle. Not for sure, but I think he'll be back in there.
Fourth and very short for the Cobras. This is a big play. Minute 14 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney trailing 13-6. Reiner jogs back to the huddle with the play. All right, boys, come on now. Here's Reiner in the backfield.
So,
somebody moved too soon.
I think they possibly tried to... I think they possibly tried to draw him off sides. And unfortunately, I think one of our guys jumped. It's going to be a fourth and six now. Very, very unfortunate. So... I think they're going to go ahead and send the punt team on.
Yeah, we are. Punter's getting his ankle taped right now. Our friend Nate Sears going, who the hell's punting? Nate, unfortunately, I think it's you. Because Peyton is on the bench getting his ankle taped. So SK on the punt. Nice punt. Very, very well done. The block in the back. Come on. Absolutely. Start seeing this stuff.
Yeah, and that's going to come back. It's going to be very, very deep. Oh, another
block in the back. Well, they did see it.
Yeah, they did.
They did see it, and I know it's easier for us to see this stuff up sitting up high than it is for those guys at ground level, but that's why we got about seven sets of eyes out there is to pick that stuff up, because they did miss one on Peyton's long punt there in the first half.
Two blocks in the back. That's going to pin him very, very deep. Nice punt by Nate Searin, a nice rolling punt. He picked it up. Took off down the sideline here, but nice job.
Nice job of Nate to get that punt away, and it was turned out to be a pretty darn good punt with our normal punter still on the sideline getting his foot taped. Not sure who's coming in to replace him on defense. Can you help me out there, Mike, a little bit?
Oh, I'm trying to see.
I better put my glasses back on. Ooh, there's lightning.
Yeah, they're going to let it go. I think it's off far enough to the north. Jacob Lissenkamp comes on late, I believe, for Peyton Crawford.
Okay, so we got Wickenkamp out there in that defensive spot. Here's, oh, nice, nice stop. BGM with Massengale up the center, but met immediately. Not sure who that was. 50.
Noah Boondrick. He's having a whale game from that defensive tackle spot, and that rounds off the third quarter here.
Yep, the end of the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto trailing BGM 13-6. They are still tending to Baden. So one quarter to play. Micah Harmson. We need to get another score or two on the scoreboard in the next 12 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, BGM has definitely done the better job of clock management here tonight. And they have controlled the clock, and that's something that we need to get the ball back. We need to have a big turnover if something happens from our defense, get that ball back, and get back to running that single-wing offense. Hopefully we can get number 45 back going here and see him return back to the game because he's definitely a guy that we miss both sides of the ball out there. There's no doubt.
Absolutely. He's a gamer, and he's a guy that he's a leader, he's a senior, he's a guy we definitely need out there. So we are just set for the final quarter of tonight's game. DGM drops back onto the field. They will have it first and 10, excuse me, second and 9 from the 9-yard line. Deep, pin deep in their own territory. Jansen in the gun. Here's Jansen with the fake handoff. No, he does hand it off. This time to, believe that was Grady. Here to the near side, 29, boy. Kilmer, a young kid there. Brings it near side, picks up about 3 yards.
I think Nick Searin is possibly cramping a little bit. He comes off the field just a little gingerly. I think he's stretched out. I believe Schuster comes on for him, and I believe BGM's kind of platooning a few different guys in also.
Yeah, we got a few different faces out there. Schuster and Wickenkamp replacing a couple of our senior leaders. Here's Jansen with the handoff. Oh, wide open. Here as, I believe it was that Massengale comes across the near side of the field. Nope, 17, Jags. Picks up enough for the first down.
Not too much there. Linebackers are getting caught with their eyes in the backfield and not reading their poles, and those guys they're on that counter. Too much, giving up too much.
Giving up way too much. First and 10, ball sits on the 24-yard line for the Bears. Here's Jansen under center with Massengale in the backfield. Hand off to Massengale. He cuts it out here to the near side of the field. Wickenkamp wrapped him up, and then a host of other Cobras come in to help him bring him down, but not before he picks up about 5 yards and bring up second and 5.
I bring up second and 4.
Luke Griner comes back in. I believe now he's playing linebacker position there for Nate Searin.
All right, Jansen under center. Here he comes around to the near side of the field. And
there's a flag on the play. I believe this is going to come back.
Stop on the play by number 6, Kenny Haynes.
What is this? How many guys do we have on the field there? 11? Okay. All right. What was the indication there?
Holding.
Holding. So it'll be marched back about 10 yards. No, not about. It's going to be marched back 10 yards. Makes it a little better situation for the Cobras here, bringing up second and long, second and 14, ball placed on the 21-yard line for BGM. Jansen in the gun for the Bears. Two receivers here to the near side, two over to the far side. Jansen with that counter move to Massingale again. And, man, that kid, we're struggling bringing him down. We got to hit that kid low. He's a big back, and we're just trying to arm tackle him, and that's not going to work. We've got to hit that kid low. But did bring him down short of the first down, third down and seven. Ball now placed on the 28-yard line.
And the miss kind of recedes once again here on third down. It's very, very hit and miss. We'll see if they have not gone to the air. Must have been kind of controlling the clock, man. 3 minutes off here in the fourth quarter if they go to the air here.
Jansen under center. There is a flag.
That's
going to
be 12 guys on the field, I believe. Legal procedure. And, legal substitution, not procedure. Excuse me.
Okay, so that'll march them back another five. It's going to bring up a little better situation again for the Cobras. It's going to bring up third and 12. Ball's now placed on the 23-yard line. Still don't see Crawford or Siren back on the field for the Cobras in the defensive side of the ball.
It does look like they are getting Crawford taped up, though, and he's getting the shoe back on, so hopefully he's ready to get back on the field.
8:50 to go here in the final period, final quarter of this ball game. BGM still leading 13-6. Jansen under center with a lone back in the backfield. One receiver here to the near side, one to the far side. Here's a sweep over to the far side of the field. And the Cobras continue to stretch it out. And a nice gain of about 5 yards, but he's going to come up short. He's going to be about 7 yards short of the first down. Good job of pursuit there by the Cobras.
Different back in the backfield that time. That was Keegan James, just a sophomore, in the backfield there instead of Messingale. So I don't know if Messingale came back off the field. Or I'm not quite sure, I guess, but they are going to go into punt formation here.
Yeah, the Cobras have nobody back. So they're not playing. They're not going to deal with any shenanigans here. Well, there we go. Nobody back.
There's a flag on the field, though.
Nobody back. And BGM kicks it deep, down at about the 12-yard line.
What's the flag? Legal procedure against BGM.
Legal procedure against BGM. So now maybe we might be able to get our stuff together and have somebody back to catch that punt.
Yeah, I think we're dealing with some personnel issues just because Crawford's usually back there to return the kicks. Now I think they are going to send Jacob Wickenkamp, make him re-kick this, and he's going to be back to return the kick. It is promising, though. I think Crawford goes ahead and got his shoe back on. He's been kind of running up and down the sideline here a little bit. Testing that ankle out. Hopefully he's ready to roll.
Well, anything's better than having the ball down on the 12-yard line. So we'll see what happens this time. BGM back to punt again. And the punt is away. This time not as good a punt. Nowhere close to as good a punt. Out of bounds. So much better field position for the Cobras. I feel pretty good about this. We got Crawford coming back, limping, favoring that ankle just a bit. But he's a gamer. He's in and ready to play.
Yeah, we'll see. The best thing they could do at this point is feed him the rock right away and test that thing out.
Absolutely. For sure. So Griner gathers him in to the huddle as we prepare another offensive drive. 7:50 to go here in the ball game. Cobras got the ball, first and 10 on their own 46-yard line.
Will McGill comes in to play that wing back. I'm not sure where Nate Thierin is, I guess.
Here's Crawford. Crawford tripped up right at the line of scrimmage.
Crawford with the carry.
So it's going to bring up second and long for the Cobras.
Bring up second and nine.
Second and nine, 7:30 to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney Kyoto trailing 13-6. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. McGill split here to the near side in that wingback spot. Griner back to pass. He's rolling out. He's got a guy open. He's got a guy in. Where's the flag?
Oh, he about got his head tore off. I don't know if he just got his helmet or what. But, Will McGill gets that thing wrangled in, but his head got jerked all the way around the side of the ball.
Yeah, we got Nate Thierin back in the ball game. McGill comes off. Nice reception there by Will McGill. Good pass by Griner to McGill. But well defended by BGM. Here come the Cobras to the ball. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's Thierin in motion. Here's a handoff to Thierin. He's got some running room down across. Crosses over the midfield and finally brought down at around the 47-yard line of BGM. Going to be short of the first down. It's going to be about fourth and three for the Cobras.
Big play here. Luke Griner trots back to the huddle to give the call to his signal mates, but this is a big, big play in the football game.
Very big play in this football game with time running out. 6 minutes to go. Griner in the backfield along with Crawford. Oh, shoot. Bad snap. It was going to be a direct snap to Crawford, and it came in low right between his legs. And we come up short.
Very, very unfortunate there. Just slipped right in and out of the hands of Crawford. And, you know, that's one of those things. BGM's done such a good job controlling the clock. We may not get another chance. We need to get the football back at this point.
Yeah, we gotta try to create a turnover here or stop them on a three and out. And we haven't been able to do that very effectively all night long. So here comes BGM up to the ball. Massengale in the backfield, along with Jax in that fullback position. Two receivers here to the near side, one to the far side. Now one in motion. Jansen under center. He's back to pass. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is not. Oh, yeah. That's picking on a guy that's got very little experience playing that position right there in Jordan Albert. You know, Philly was out a couple of years ago, didn't come out last year. He's just inexperienced when that receiver starts looking for the ball. You got to get your hand cranked around.
Yeah, and just unfortunate because that ball was not very well thrown. It could very well easily turn around and pick that thing off. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty and first down.
15-yard penalty, first down for the Bears. That is not a position that that you can get beat by. You've got to stay. You cannot let your receiver get behind you. And we've allowed that to happen numerous times here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's going to be first and 10. Ball spotted on the 33-yard line for BGM. BGM leading Sereny Kyoto 13-6. Jansen under center. Here's Crady in motion. Hand off to Massengale up the middle. Cuts it back across the grave. He's got some running room. And finally brought down, but not before he picks up a large amount of yards. Going to be brought down at around the 16-yard line. Bring up another first down for BGM. Ball's placed on the 16. Little confusion here. We got to stop in the action. Like the linesman is saying to rewind it to 5:32. as the clock has started. 5.5 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Sigourney, Kyoto trailing 13-6. Jansen under center, two receivers over to the far side, one to the near side. Here's the handoff to Massingale up the center. Gang tackled by the Cobras. Pickup of about 5 yards, way more than what we can afford to give up right now. It's going to bring up second and five.
Second and five from the 10-yard line.
For the Bears from the 10-yard line. Bears come up to the ball. Jansen directly under center with two receivers here to the near side and one to the far side. Massingale in the backfield. Handoff Massingale up the center. They're just killing clock, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. They did this in the first half also. Done a nice job of keeping the ball on the ground and running the clock out. So it'll be interesting. We definitely need a big time stop here. Trailing at this point in the game, just a little over four minutes, 4.5 left. We cannot let them get in the end zone at this point.
Jansen under center, Massingale in the backfield again. Here's a handoff to Massingale, brought down immediately. It's going to bring up second and goal from about the 4-yard line.
Nice job, Noah Boone, there from his defensive tackle position once again. That kid's had a whale of a game.
Those Booner boys play tough. They play hard, and they give it all they got when they're out there on the field. So second goal from the 4-yard line for BGM. Same set as we saw last time. Massingale, the lone back of the backfield. Jansen with a pass out to the flat. Picked up, very well picked up by Nate Cern out there on the flat to bring him down short of the goal line.
Yeah, great job there, Nate Cern, from his outside linebacker position. I'm sure they're on a cover three look there. He did a nice job covering that flat.
Third and goal from the 1-yard line.
So third and goal from the one for the Bears BGM. 3:35 to go here in the ballgame. Jansen under center. Hand off to Massingale. Massingale in for the touchdown. So that's going to increase the score to 19-6 with 3:34 to go. I'm sure they'll be on to attempt the PAT here shortly. Unfortunate miscue for the Cobras here at midfield just a few minutes back. I think the turning point in the ball game.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
The mishandled snap there, Peyton Crawford, the direct snap there on fourth down. It was just very, very unfortunate. Big tie-turning play in the game.
Ready on to attempt the extra point. It's up and it's good. So with 3:34 to go, BGM leads Sigourney Kyoto 20-6. Now the receiving team, kickoff team is, or the kick return team is trotting out onto the field.
We got freshmen.
Got a freshman out back there now.
Carson Crawford there deep.
Carson Crawford. Back deep, number 22. Going to see a little action here.
What do we know about that kid? He's not scared of nothing, right?
No, absolutely not. I got a feeling we'll potentially see him playing more on Friday nights. Yeah, there we go. Picked up by, I don't know who that was, but he started,
I believe, Nate Cern.
Nate Cern, good hands, Nate. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Cobras. On their own 34-yard line. Here comes Griner in with the play from the sidelines. Looks looks like Crawford, Peyton Crawford might be off on the sidelines this series of downs. We got two receivers split out to the far side of the field. Griner in the backfield along with Seren. Here's Wickenkamp in motion. Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp. And he's still on his feet, but he's doing a lot of running in the wrong direction. He does manage to pick up about 3 or 4 yards, so it's going to bring up second down. Actually picks up about five. He's going to bring up second down and five for the Cobras.
A little different formation there. We're back to that pistol formation, one back in the backfield, spread look. So trying to go as hurry up as we can here. 3 minutes left. Got to get some scores on the board.
Oh, boy, a little miscommunication, but Griner did get the handoff to Seren, but he was wrapped up immediately. There again, our line is not playing with the enthusiasm they did when they came out to start that third quarter, the start of the second half.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things when your linemen are looking back at the ball carrier, that means they're not blocking somebody, and that's very, very unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, hopefully our coaching staff will take some time and watch film with these boys and coach them on what we can do different next week and in weeks to come. I think it's imperative that you have to sit down and do that. Griner back to pass. Oh, there's one out, but it's going to be intercepted. Oh, Luke comes off limping a little bit. I don't know if he got knocked down or what happened. Not sure what happened there. Well covered. You know, BGM is doing a great job of covering our receivers, and
they weren't fooled by that at all.
Nope, not fooled at all. Looks like he's, look at there. It's going to be a little more water drank around the Griner household next week. I can guarantee you that, and a lot less Gatorade. And a cramp there for Griner. So here come the Bears with 2:10 to go. Jansen under center, receiver to this side, one receiver to the far side of the field, handoff to number 22.
Oh, I think that was Messingale still.
Was that Messingale? It has to be. 22 is a freshman.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, Mike. I can't see as well, even though I got my glasses on. So that was Messingale around the far side of the field, right side of the field, picks up about three. It's going to bring up second down and seven for the Bears. One receiver here to the near side, one to the far side. Massengale on the backfield. Here's that counterplay to Jax. Jax is across to the far side of the field, crosses over the first down marker, and finally pushed out of bounds and around the 40, we'll call it the 39-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto.
First down and
minute 25 to go here in the ball game. Sigourney Kyoto trailing BGM 20-6. Jansen under center. Here's a handoff. Massengale right up the center and brought down by a host of Cobras there in the center of the field. Boonder in on the tackle, as well as Nate Seren, I believe, got his hands on.
Boy, those Boonder boys have had a heck of a game defensively tonight.
They have. Yeah, first game of the season, they're probably going to need to make a few changes.
Yeah, for sure on the defensive side of the football.
That would be my take, but we'll wait to see what transpires over the next 5 days of practice, 4 days of practice. Here's Jansen with a counter to Jax again. Jax running loose far side of the field, but brought down
Jax with the carry
prior to the first down marker, so it is going to bring up third down and about four for the Bears.
There is some heat lightning off to the north there. Hopefully they can get the thing in. It's just 4:14 left. I did see a couple flashes up there, so I don't know how far that's off.
Hopefully they can get this game in without delay.
Yeah, 41.4 seconds to go. I don't think there's much we can do to pull this one out, trailing by 14 points. Timeout on the field. Oh, the text line has lit up a little bit. All kinds of commotion in the background here in the press box. We're getting the ladder down so the coaches can make their way down off the top of the press box. As wet as it got there for the third quarter, still pretty good crowd hanging around here, Micah. Bears break huddle, come up. Third and three with 41 seconds to go here in the ball game. Jansen under center along with Jax and Massengale on the backfield. Here's the handoff to Massengale. Straight up the middle and brought down short of the first down.
Massengale on the carry.
Take another timeout here, SK is. Just 35 seconds left.
No, Booger. Timeout, SK.
35.1 seconds to go. It's fourth and two for BGM. BGM leading 20-6. A lot of dead air. Not much to talk about, really. It's unfortunate. You know, we knew how tough the schedule was going to be, Micah. And
it's a good BGM football team. I mean, they're going to be go long ways in the playoffs here in A. You know, they're talented. They return a lot of talented guys. But we return a lot of talented guys, too. To say, you know, we were outplayed, I think that's a given assumption.
That is a given. We were outplayed, out-hustled, out-manned all game tonight, and we've got to work on that. There again, 28 seconds to go. Carry there by Massengale for the first down, and the clock is wound. 25 seconds to go. BGM walks up to the ball. I doubt we're going to see a play here.
Take a knee here.
Take a knee, and we're going to call it a game. That's going to do it for us, folks. You know, a hard-fought battle there through three quarters. We looked a little lackadaisical the whole first half. We came out pretty fired up there in the third quarter for one series. But we got a number of things we need to shore up on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no doubt. Defensively, you know, we just, it's like we talked all the time, defense wins championships. We can't get that many points. You know, and offensively, we just have to be more consistent in what we're doing and, you know, give those kids a good opportunity to have a consistent outlook on what they're doing. Maybe we don't need to run so many formations. Maybe we need to stick to the basics and do those things right. You know, very, very unfortunate tonight. The BGM's a good football team. Congratulations to them and good luck there in the future. And SK's got a lot of work to do here in the upcoming weeks.
They certainly do. It doesn't get any easier from here on out. We knew this was going to be a tough one, and it certainly was. But we'll be back next week. Mike and I will travel down to Pekin, Packwood, where the Cobras will take on the Pekin Panthers, who at halftime were pretty much manhandling Eddyville Blakesburg. But anytime the backyard brawl takes place, you know it's going to be a whale of a ball game. So until next week, for Micah Harmson, this is Amos Greiner saying good night.